So this shiur will be dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of a very, very special younger man who needs Rachamei Shemaim, and I ask everybody that's listening to this shiur to be Mechaven, the Refuah Shleima for Chaim Yisochor ben Chaya Moshkat. Shekodesh Boruch Yishlach Refuah Shleima ben Shemaim, Leramach Evorov, Leshesa Gidov. He should have Arichas Yomim Vishonim and spend many, many wonderful years of Simcha and Achas together with this beautiful family. And we should all hear Besoidus Tovus. So we are a few days before Chag HaMatzos, before the uplifting days of Pesach, and it's only natural that today we should be Oisik in one of the basic sugyas of Yetzias Mitzrayim of Chag HaMatzos, of the Seder night. So the topic we will be discussing today is Dalet Koisis. B'Leil HaSeder we have many mitzvahs. Most central amongst them are two mitzvahs D'Orais and two mitzvahs D'Rabbanon. Men HaTorah is Achilas Matzah and Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, topics we have discussed many times in the past. And the two major mitzvahs D'Rabbanon are Achilas Moror on one hand and Dalet Koisis on the other hand. Regarding the basic Inyan, the basic reasoning, the basic rationale of Dalet Koisis, we find three different approaches, B'divrei HaRishonim, and all these basic approaches have sources in the Yerushalmi and in Medrash Rabbe, in Perek Ches, in Chumash Shemois, the Medrash Rabbe, I think it's in Parshas Ve'ero. So basically, Rashi and the Rashbam, at the beginning of Mesechet, the beginning of Perek Arvei Psochim, Mesechet Psochem Tzadik Tesum, it bays both Rashi and the Rashbam write that Dalet Koisis are connected Dalet Lashoines Shel Geulo. In the beginning of Parshas Ve'ero, we find four different expressions in the Posek, all referring to Geulas Mitzrayim. And those Lashoines of Geula, the four Lashoines of Geula are Vehoitzesi, Vehitzalti, Vegoalti, Velokachti Eschem Lila Am. So this is the most famous and the most well-known Tam reason for Dalet Koisis. Keneged Dalet Lashoines Shel Geula. So as I said, we find this Tam, this reasoning in Rashi and in the Rashbam, Psochim Tzadik Tes Omed Beis. The Rashbam appears once again in Bava Basra Daf Nun Ches Omed Beis. However, Rashi also gives a different approach, and that is once again in Perek Arve Psochim, in Psochim Kuf Ches Omed Aleph. And in Psochem Kuf Chesom Adalef Rashi writes that in the Posuk in Parshas Vayeshev, in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, when the Sar HaMashkim tells Yosef HaTzadik what he dreamed by night, and he speaks about Kois Paroi Biyodoi Ve'ekach Esu Anovim Ve'eschat Oisom El Kois Paroi Ve'etein Esa Kois Al Kaf Paroi. So in this short Posuk we find the word Kois three times, as keneged sholosh koisos. In the dream of Sar HaMashkim, we need three koisos. So what is kos number four? Kos number four is kos of Birchas HaMazon. And this is an interesting approach to Dalet Koisis. On one hand, there is a numerical significance, a symbolic significance. Three koisos in the dream of Sar HaMashkim. Why would the dream of Sar HaMashkim be relevant to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because it definitely fits in the greater process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yosef was sold to the Mitzrim, thrown into the dungeon. He interpreted the dreams of Sar HaMashkim, Sar HaWayfim. Ultimately, that was part of the process bringing him to be Mishnah LaMelech, and that is the greater story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, three koises, keneged dalet, gimel po'omim, kois, in the dream of Sar HaMashkim. Kos number four is the kos of Birchas HaMazon. Tzorech iyun b'divrei Rashi, what I find a bit complicated or difficult to understand according to the approach of Rashi. So, if kos number four is Birchas HaMazon, and we reason that the three symbolic koises of Sar HaMashkim don't include Birchas HaMazon, then why would they include the kois of Kiddush? Just like we have kois of Birchas HaMazon the entire year, the same applies to the kois of Kiddush. So either we should have three koises or five koises, because If we say that the Kri Kaisis of Sarah Mashkim include Kiddush, why wouldn't they include Berachas HaMazon? If Berachas HaMazon is excluded, why shouldn't we exclude the Kais of Kiddush as well? But nevertheless, this is what we find in Rashi. Three of the four are the three Kaisis of the dream of Sarah Mashkin. Kais number four is Berachas HaMazon. According to the first approach we mentioned, all the four Kaisis are symbolic, and they are Keneged Dalid Leshoines Shel Geulo. The third approach is the one we find in Tosfos, not in Masechet Pesachim, but rather in Sukkah Daf Lamed Chesam Adalaf. And Tosfos says, and I'm quoting more or less the Loshon of Tosfos, Mistom Eloi Tiknu Dalid Koises Ela Kedei Loimer Aleihem Halel V'Hagodah. So the basic approach of Tosfos is that the Dalid Koises are not symbolic. Four is not some magic number regarding Dalet Koises. Dalet Koises are functional, practical. In the night of the Seder, we have four brochas. Berachas HaKiddush, Berachas HaAgodah, Berachas Halal, and Berachas HaMozoin. And therefore, each of these four brochas demands a kos shel brocha. So the Dalet Koises actually are Dalet Koises shel brocha, which are Kiddush and Berachas HaMozoin, which we also have other times of the year, and then two unique and special koises of Leila Seder, which are the kois of Halal and the kois of Haggadah. And the way Tosfos gives us this explanation is mistome leitiknu dalat koises ele kedei loimer aleihem Halal v'Haggadah. One of the basic questions in the great sugi of dalat koises is dalat koises a din in shtias hayayin? Do we have to drink dalat koises? Or the Tikkun of Dalet Koises was just reciting the four brachas al HaKois. Briskerov, in his magnificent Sefer al HaRambam, argues that this is a machloikis in Rishonim, and it is a suffix in Tosfos, because Tosfos Beresh Perek Arve Psochim Tzadik Tesu Mitbeis, we find in Tosfos that Tosfos is mesupik. Does each and every one of the family members, each and every one of the participants at the Seder need Dalet Koises, or maybe only the person that says the Haggadah, only he needs to have Dalet Koises? In days of yore, Bizman Chazal, we find in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis that the minag was that only the father or the most senior member, Misha Arach et Hasedo, he is the one that actually said the Haggadah, and all the others were just listening in, and they were Yoitziya de Chevoson Bishmiya, by listening to the Haggadah, which the father or the grandfather or the more senior member, he was the one that said the Haggadah. So Tosfos is Mesupik, maybe only the one saying the Haggadah needs to have Dalet Koises. All the other participants who are just listening to the Haggadah don't need to have Dalet Koises. So at the end, after a lengthy discussion, Tosfos writes that Ra'ui Lahachmiya, we should be Machmiya, that each and every one of the participants, whoever is sitting around the Seder table, should have Dalet Koises of his own. So Tosfos is not very muchlat, very, very clear about this, and the conclusion is not a very definitive conclusion. Tosfos seems to be mesupik, and Tosfos writes that ra'ui lahachmiya. And the Briskanov's understanding of the suffix of Tosfos is, the basic question is, how do we define the entire concept, the entire mitzvah of Dalet Koises? Is it a mitzvah of shtias Dalet Koises? And if that is the interpretation of the mitzvah, it would be very clear that each and every member needs to have Dalet Koises, just like everyone has to eat matzah, everyone eats maror, everyone partakes in koirach. It is only natural that everybody has to drink Dalet Koises, like all the other mitzvahs of Achila, of Leila Seder. But if the mitzvah is basically just saying the brachas ala kos, then it is only the one that actually says the brachas, the one that says the Haggadah, and he is moitzi all the others. He is the one that needs Dalet Koises, and that is the suffix of Tosfos. So basically, according to the Briskerov, Hargoshes Libi, you know, that's my basic feeling, Libi Oimeli, that maybe the suffix of Psochem Tzadik Tesum and Beis, the halachic suffix of Tosfos, is dependent on the suffix which we find in Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, because Just a few minutes ago, I quoted the Lashon of the Tosis in Sukkah Lamed Ches. Tosis writes, "Mestome loy tiknu dalet koises ele kedei loymar alein halal v'hagoda." So this formulation, "Mestome loy tikno," this formulation indicates that this is a suffix be'enei Tosis. Tosis do not state in a very definite way, this is the reason of Dalet Koises. Obviously, Tosis was also aware of the Medrash and the Yerushalmi that Dalet Koises have something to do, coincide with Dalet Lashon Shel Geula. But nevertheless, Tosis Netiya is Mestom Eloi Tiknu Dalet Koises Eile Kedei Loimer Aleihem Halal VaHagoda. So maybe the suffix of in Psachim Tzadik Tes, whether each and every one needs Dalet Koises or only the father, is dependent on the other suffix of Tosis and Sukkah Lamed Ches. What is the basic reasoning of Dalet Koises? Because if Dalet Koises are connected Dalet Lashon Shel Geula, obviously they have nothing to do with the Brochas. And in that case, we would interpret Dalet Koises as a mitzvah of Shtiyas Hayayin. However, according to the Svar of Tosis and Sukkah Lamed Ches, Nestom Eloi Tiknu Dalet Koises Ele Kedei Loimar Aleihem Halal VaHagoda. So, if that is our understanding of Dalet Koises, then it definitely has to do with the Brochas. And in that case, we probably would decide that only the father or the senior member that's saying the Agoda, only he is the one that really needs to have Dalet Koises. So maybe the suffix in Sukkah Lamed Ches in Tosis is the same suffix as in Psachim Tzadik Tes. However, I have a major difficulty in understanding the sugi and the way the Briskarov tries to explain, because I find it extremely difficult to assume that there is a tzad, that there even is a havamina, that Dalet Koises, there is no din and shtia, that the entire concept of Dalet Koises is only kois shel brocha, because I think there are very explicit sugiyas in the Gemara, very clear sugiyas in which we could explain in no other way. Chazal seem to make it very clear that there is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Koises. Which sugyas do I mean? Primarily three sugyas in Perek Aveh Psochim. Kuf Ches Omid Beis. The Gemara has quite a complicated discussion, and in this sugya we find different pirushim. Rashi, the Rashbam, Tosis, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes, I think, in Halchas Chometz Matzah. But nevertheless, Chazal deal with two basic questions. Shason Chai. In the time of Chazal, people used to mix water in their wine. That is not accepted practice today. But in the times of Chazal, usually it was a third or a fourth wine, two-thirds or three-fourths was water. And obviously their wine was so strong that it wasn't ra'ui l'shtia. People couldn't really drink wine without meziga b'mayim, without adding on water. So the Gemara says, if a person drinks yayin chai, that means without mixing, adding on water to the wine, then yedei yayin yotzo, yedei cherus lo yotzo, shosam bevasachas. And if he drank all the four koises at once, he didn't divide them in the various sections of the Agoda, but bezeachar zeh, shosam bevasachas, then yedei dalet koises yotzo, yedei cheres yotzo, yedei dalet koises lo yotzo. So in this sugya we find the concept of cherus, one concept of dalet koises and concept of cherus. What does cherus mean? So if we have a look in the basic sugya in Rashi and in the Rashbam, as I said, it is a complicated sugya. Shosam bevasachas, yedei yayin yotzo, yedei arba koises lo yotzo. However, shosan chai, the halacha is, according to Rova, yedei yayin yotzo, yedei cherus lo yotzo. So the concept of yedei cherus, Rashi writes, yedei cherus lo yotzo, ein hamitzvah shleimo. The Rashbam, more or less the same expression, yedei yayin yotzo, the Rashbam writes, that doesn't even mean anything that has to do with Dalet Koises, simchis yomtev. Nevertheless, what is the concept of cheres? Cheres definitely has to do with the way we drink the wine, which has to be v'derech cheres. Cheres has nothing to do with reciting the Bruchas al HaKoyis. And therefore, in this sugi, it seems to be very clear that Dalet Koyis is, there's a din of Cheres. Hesebe is Cheres. Kulanu Mesubin is Derech Cheres. The wine has to be enjoyable, agreeable. It has to be tasty. It has to be appealing. And that is another concept of Cheres. But however we interpret Cheres, definitely has to do with Shtiyas Hayayim. The second sugi is Daf Kuftes Amid Beis. Tufiyat Kuftes Amid Beis is a very interesting sugi, because I'll deal with the concept of Zugis. In the time of the Gemara, it was accepted that there is a sakona doing anything in even numbers. People prefer doing things in odd numbers, 1, 3, 5, 7, and so on, and not in even numbers. And it was accepted that doing anything in an even number might bring a sakona upon the person. So Chazal asked, how do we drink Dalet Koyis? 4 is an even number. And there are various terutzim in the Gemara. One of the terutzim is that it's Leil Shmurim. In this night, this magnificent night, we have a special Shmira, there is no Cheshash of Sakona. But Ravina says, and I'm quoting the Gemara, the Loshon of Ravina, Arboa kaset kinu rabbonan derecheres, kol chad v'chad, mitzvah ba'apo nafsho hi. So in this sugi, it seems to be very clear that, first of all, Chazal were metakan arba koises derecheres, and then they said, each and every one of these Dalet Koyis is a mitzvah in itself. Why is it a mitzvah in itself? Because the first one is Koshel Kiddush. Kos number 2 is Koshel Agoda, Koshel Bechas Mozen, and then Koshel Halal. And that seems to be the understanding of the Gemara of Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, Chazal want to prove from the Mishnah that Bechas Mozen Tzorech Koyis. And the Gemara rejects the Rayim, and the Gemara says, Arbe kaset kine rabbonan derecherus, kol chad v'chad, navoid bei mitzvah. And I think this sugi is the clearest of all three. Dalet koises kine rabbonan derecherus. The concept of derecherus is shtiyas koises. And in stage number 2, Chazal added on, we have dalet koises, so we might as well be mekayim a specific mitzvah, a distinct mitzvah, which each one of these Dalet Koyis, and that is one Chazal said, each of these Dalet Koyis that we have to drink should also be Koshel Brocha, for Kiddush, for Agoda, for Berachas Hamazon, and for Halel. So I think that these three sugyas in which we find the concept of Derecheres prove beyond doubt that there definitely is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Koyis. And it is very unreasonable to say that Toises had a suffix whether there is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Koyis. My understanding would be, not that far from the Briskerov's approach, but definitely different. My understanding would be, Leis Man De Palag. This is clear from the various Gemaras, that there is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Koyis. However, Shnei dinim bedalet koises. Two different concepts. Shnei tzdodim shaloisa hamed beya. And the combination of the two is the shleimus of the dalet koises concept. On one hand, there definitely is a din of shtiyas dalet koises. Well, dalet koises we need to drink behesevo. That's a gemara mefereshes. If there's no din in shtiyah, if the shtiyah is not more than, just like drinking any kosher brocha, mishum kvoid kosher brocha, then why would there be a din of a seva? A seva has to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. A seva has to do with Cheres. And therefore it's clear to me, there definitely is a din of Shtiyas Dalet Koyis, just like we eat matzah, and we eat moron, and we eat afikoymen, and we eat koyrach, we have to drink Dalet Koyis. However, there's an additional din in Dalet Koyis. And that is what we find in Toises, Sukkah Lamed Ches, and in other sources. Each of the brochas has to be Seid Al HaKoyis. Each of these koises is a koshel brocha. Dalet koises tkina rabbonan derecheres, kol choda v'choda ne'eved bei mitzvah, like we quoted from the Gemara Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And the basic question would be this, and that is the way I understand the suffix of Toises Daf Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. Ma ikar v'ma tafel. What is the basic and the essence of mitzvahs dalet koises, and what is supplementary? What was added on? Is the Iker mitzvah of Dalet Koyis Shtiyas HaKoyis similar to mitzvahs of Achila, Matzah, Fikoyim, and Moror Koyrach? the Ikka Mitzvah Shtiyas Dalat Koises. And then Chazal came along and said, if we have four Koises, we might as well take advantage of these Dalat Koises and set them up in the Seder, that each of the four bruchas should also have a Kosher Brucha. Or maybe it's the other way around. The basic concept, the essence of Dalat Koises is Kosher Brucha. And then Chazal said, well, we have four bruchas, therefore we have four Koises, we might as well be metaken that one has to drink Dalat Koises. So Leis Man Depalik, that is beyond doubt. There are two dinim in Dalat Koises. The question is Ma'ikar v'matafel, and that is the sofek of Toises Tzadik Tezum at base, because if the Ikar Mitzvah of Dalat Koises is Shtiyas HaKoises, then it seems to be quite clear. Each participant needs to have Dalat Koises. Each and every one has to drink Dalat Koises, just like they all eat matzah and morah. But if the Ikar Mitzvah of Dalat Koises is not Shtiyas HaKoises, but rather Kosher Brucha, even though there's an additional aloha that we have to drink the koises, but in that case, one might argue, there's a mitzvah of shtiyas koises. But this mitzvah rests only upon the person that actually says, halal v'hagadah, kiddush and berachas hamazon, the one that says the brochas. He is the one that has the mitzvah of shtiyas koises, and not all the others. So that would be my basic understanding in the Sofek of Toises, which is slightly different than the Briskarov's approach, because according to the Briskarov, the Sofek of Toises is whether the Bechlal is a mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises, and that is very unreasonable, Ashitosi. So according to the Briskarov, he says, Toises is Choylek al Rambam, because in Rambam it is quite clear, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Tzorech Lishtois Dalet Koises. And so, according to Biskarov, that doesn't coincide with Toises, but according to my understanding, Leisman and Palig, it is very clear that we have to drink Dalat Koises, and the Sofek of Toises is, which of these Shnei Dinim, which of these two Dinim is the Ikar, and which one is an addition to the essence, to the essential mitzvah of Dalat Koises. Biskarov, B'toich Devorov, makes an interesting comment. There's a Ramo in Siman Tov Pei Gimel. Tov Pei Gimel is a very short Siman, only one Sif, and the Ramo makes it clear in that Sif that a person that has difficulty drinking wine or even grape juice could be Yoytzi Dalat Koises b'Chamar Medina. I made my opinion clear on other opportunities about Chamar Medina. I don't think anything would be clearly defined today as Chamar Medina. And therefore, I make Kiddush only Alayayin. Not only Friday night, also Shabbos in the morning, I make Kiddush only Aliyahim, because I don't think there is any other drink today that would be clearly defined as Chamar Medina, but that's not the topic we're discussing tonight. So, nevertheless, the Ramo says that a person could be Yoytze Dalat Koises b'Chamar Medina. Briskarov argues, only one part of Dalat Koises, Brochas ala Kois, but Shtiyas Dalat Koises derecherus, only Yayin. The concept of Derech Eros and the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises, only wine. And when the Ramo says one could be Yoytze Dalat Koises b'Chamar Medina, it is only the other aspect, the other side of Dalat Koises, which is Brochas Ala Kois. So there's a very famous story. The Briskarov and his brother Reb Moshe, the two great sons of Reb Chaim Briskarov, First World War, were in Chaslovich, which is a town in Lithuania. And Reb Moshe Soloveitchik was Rav there, and the Briskarov was his guest for Pesach, and wine was very scarce, and they didn't have any wine. So, it was an interesting suffix that came up, Al Shulchan Melochim. There are two options. They could have wine, but wine was so rare and so expensive that if they would use wine, there would be enough wine only for one person. And that person would have to be Moitzi all the others. However, if they would be using Chamar Medina, then each and every one could have his Chamar Medina. And Briskarov argued, Lishitosoi, that it would be better to use wine. Because according to his understanding, if they would use Chamar Medina, nobody would have the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaYayin. So Briskarov argued that they should only use Yayin, because if they use Chamar Medina, even if everyone would have his kus, but they're not yoitza the mitzvah of shtiyah anyway, they would only yoitza the mitzvah of brocha ala kais, kosher brocha. And in this part of Dalat Koises, one could be moitzi all the others, just like a person is moitzi all the others in Kiddush ala kais, in Berchas Amozan ala kais. He could also be moitzi them in Haggadah and Halal ala kais. And if they'll have Chamar Medina, they're not yoitza the mitzvah of shtiyah sayayin anyway. So the Briskarov came up with a big chiddush. It is better that they buy wine and one person, at least one person, will have the total mitzvah of Dalat Koises in its entirety. He will at least also have the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises, Shtiyas HaYayin. But if they buy Chamar Medina, nobody will have the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaYayin. So this is a big chiddush of the Briskarov. But once again, my feeling is that Amor isn't machalik between one aspect of Dalat Koises and the other. And when we learn the Rama, we have to learn the Rama in its simplicity, in its pashtus. The Rama says, if a person has difficulty drinking wine, he could be yoitza with Chamar Medina. And the pashtus is mashmi, he could be yoitza the entire mitzvah of Chamar Medina. And therefore my feeling is, according to the Rama, maybe it's not a lechatchila, it's not a mitzvah min amufcha, but a person could be yoitza with Chamar Medina the entire mitzvah of Dalat Koises, both aspects of it. Just to give an additional relevance to the Briskarov's approach, I would say this. If Yayin doesn't agree with a person and he doesn't enjoy wine and he has difficulty drinking wine, maybe it's not Derech Eres anyway. So even if he does drink wine, he wouldn't have the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaYayin. And therefore, the Briskarov says, therefore, it is better to use Chamar Medina because he's not going to have the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises anyway. But this is not very reasonable. Laniz Daiti. The mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises, mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises. It is true that the Rambam writes that the Shtiyah of Dalat Koises has to be Shtiyo Arevo Lefidasa Shoise, but that is only a mitzvah min amifcha, that is only a lechatchila. I think that whenever a person drinks Dalat Koises Yayin, even though it's not agreeable to him, he doesn't really enjoy the Yayin, nevertheless he is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shtiyas Dalat Koises, and therefore my basic feeling is that when the Rama says a person could be Yoitza with Chamar Medina, he is Yoitza Dalat Koises in its entirety. Shnei Hadinam Shadalat Koises, he is Yoitza with Chamar Medina, and that is not in accordance to the Briskarov's big chiddush. Another basic question we find, which is a machloikis between the achrayim regarding the mitzvah of Dalat Koises, is Dalat Koises one mitzvah? And if you can't have Dalat Koises, there's no point in having three or two or one. Or maybe each of the Dalat Koises is a mitzvah in itself. This is a machloikis between the Maharal. The Maharal makes it very clear in Sefer HaGvuras, and Gvuras Hashem, which is the magnificent Sefer of the Maharal on Yetzias Mitzrayim, Perek Memtes, the Maharal says, Dalat Koises is one mitzvah. And you cannot split one kus from the other. It's either Dalat or nothing. Hagoas HaRashash, Pesachim Kufches, the Rashash, makes it very clear. It seems to be very simple to him that each kus is a mitzvah in itself. That seems to be the kavon of the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Dalat Koises Tkin Armon Derech Eres Kol Chod V'Chod Li Eved B'Mitzvah. And therefore the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tes, as we mentioned before, that Dalat Koises are not Zugis, because they are not one even number of four. Chidush Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David was one of the Rishonim, a beautiful, a very special parish, and it is a sefer that was printed just in our time. The Achronim didn't have this great sefer. And Rabbeinu David, in Psochim, in the Sugya of Dalat Koises, says that Shnei Dinim of Dalat Koises. So he says, regarding the mitzvah of Shtiyas HaKoises, it is either four or nothing. Because if Dalat Koises are connected Dalat Lashonah Shel Geula, then there's no point in having one or two or three Lashonahs of Geula. However, The other aspect of Dalet Koisis is Koshul Brocha. And regarding Koshul Brocha, they're definitely each of the four brochas, each of the four Koisis, is a mitzvah in itself. I many times dealt with a big shayla aloch al ha-maisa b'leila seidor. We live in a time of plenty, in an age of abundance. So many of the shaylas that the Rishonim in previous generations had are not really relevant to us. But in some, along, you know, the course of life, there are some abnormal situations. So many years ago, I was approached by a group of soldiers in the IDF, in the army, and Baruch Hashem, there are so many tzaddikim in the army today, you know, medaktikim b'mitzvahs. What is a soldier supposed to do if he's on active duty b'leila seder, and he knows that another 10 minutes of taking them out to an ambush is going to be in an ambush all night, and he has 10 minutes for the seder? So a seder of mugdam ha-mo'ucher, what are the basics of the seder, and what's more important than other things? Matzah or afikoymen? First kazayas or afikoymen? Dalet koisis or moror? Moror is that are born, dalet koisis that are born. Moror has an advantage, ikroy min ha-toyra. Dalet koisis might have an advantage because of persum anissa. And if he doesn't have dalet koisis, or he doesn't have time for dalet koisis, which of the four would be more important? Number one, number two, number three, number four? Which paragraphs, which sections of the Haggadah are more important? So, this is material enough for another Shia. We cannot deal with this question tonight. But just having the idea of which of the four Koises are more important. So, the same question, I was approached once by a doctor, a surgeon, and he knew that he has a very busy night and I'll have about 15 minutes for the Seder. Or a nurse. A nurse in the hospital, and nurses work very, very hard, probably the entire world, especially in Israel, when there's such a burden on the medical staff and hospitals. So in all these different situations, we deal with the question when a person cannot have a beautiful Seder in its glory, in its full glory, and he's an Oisik B'mitzvah, and he has to be Mekatzer his Seder. So what are the basics? What is more important than other parts of the Seder? So anyway, regarding this question of when you cannot have Dalet Koisis for any given reason, you don't have enough wine, or for above-mentioned situations, so is there a mitzvah in having part of the Dalet Koisis? So Rabbeinu David makes a very clear compromise. It's somewhat of a pshara. Regarding Shtiyas HaKoisis, four. Four is the number, because Dalet Lishon Shel Gula. However, according to Toisis and Sukkalam et Ches, if the basis of Dalet Koisis is Koshul Brocha, then Kiddush in itself, Brichas HaMozen in itself, Halal for itself, and Haggadah for itself. Each of the four brochas stands on its own. And that is actually the approach of Shnei Dinim that we find in Rabbeinu David, who was one of the great Rishonim. So the sugya we dealt with today basically is the sugya of Dalet Koisis, and the most basic question we dealt with was, what is the reasoning of Dalet Koisis? Chazal Beruach Kodshom. Why were they metakan Dalet Koisis? And basically, there are two different approaches. One approach is a symbolic approach. Dalet Lishon Shel Geula, Gimel Koisis Shel Kos Paroi, the dream of the Sara Mashkim. And the other approach we find in Toisis and Sukkah, it is also the Ran and Arve Psochim, Dalet Brochas, Halal Agoda, Berchas Amozon Kiddush, those are the Dalet Koisis. And my basic opinion, which also has in a very important source on Rabbeinu David, is Shnei Dinim B'Dalet Koisis. And I think this is the clear conclusion we reach based on a few sugyas in Perek Arve Psochem, as we clarified in tonight's shiur. So we dealt with one question of Chamar Medina, the other question, Dalet Koisis, Hayim Ma'akvim Zezeh, and the most basic question with which we started off the Shia tonight is the Suffolk of Tosis. Does each and every participant, each and every family member need to have Dalet Koisis, or maybe it is only the father that leads the Seder, he is the one that needs to have Dalet Koisis? just an idea in the pnimius of the concept, Dalet Koisis. So the most well-known Tam is Dalet Lashonah Shel Geula. And number 4 seems to be a magic number, Belein HaSeder. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibri Torah, the 4 kashas, Manishtano, 4 different questions, Shaben Shoyel, every Jewish child is supposed to ask his parents. So the number 4 seems to be a special number regarding Leila Seder. So the most basic approach is Dalet Lashonah Shel Geula, Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigualti, Velokachti. We all know that we have a 5th expression of Geula, and that is Vehevesi. And that is the Koshel Eliyahu. Koshel Eliyahu Anovi, because Chazal actually am a supik whether kos number 5 is an additional kos. Obviously, it is only when Eliyahu Anovi will come that we will be zeiche to kos number 5. Hevesi eschem el haoretz. We are still in Golos. So some of us have the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael, some of us not yet, but we are all, in a way, still in Golos. And the Koshel Eliyahu will be an integral part of the Seder, La'asad Lovei, Bekorov B'Yameinu, when we will be Zeichem to see Eliyahu Anavi amongst us, V'heishav Leiv Ori Solboni. I said a vort regarding Dalet Koisis, and I know it's only a vort, it's not pshat, but it is a very relevant vort. Between kos number 1 and kos number 2, a person could eat, a person could drink, and the same between kos number 2 and 3, you could eat, you could drink, whatever you want. Between kos number 3 and kos number 4, we can't make a hefsek, you can't eat anything, you could only drink water. So, I want to convey a feeling. Many of our brethren, many people amongst us, are quite happy with the first 3 kaisas, but kos number 4 doesn't really appeal to them. And if they would have their way, well, probably they would be happy with 3 kaisas, and they would forego kos number 4. Voitzesi vihitzalti vigualti, people that are proud of the fact that we are a free people in a free country, in a free democratic nation of which we are proud, kos number 4. V'lakachti yaschem li la'am v'hoyisi lochem la'elokim, doesn't really have much appeal to them. So maybe this is the reason why you could make a hefsek between number 1 and number 2, number 2 and number 3, not between the first 3 and number 4, coming to indicate that number 4 is the most important kais, and the 3 previous lashonos of Geula are only a prelude. They are a hagdama to number 4. V'hoitzesi eschem, v'hitzalti eschem, v'goalti eschem. Why? Why? Because v'lokachti eschem li la'am, v'hoisi lochem le'elokim. The Gemara says in Sotah Daf Yudalet, why did Moshe Rabbeinu yearn and strive to come into Eretz Yisrael? V'chilechol meperoseyo hoyu tzorich. Eretz Yisrael is a wonderful land, our land. It is our land, and it is precious, and we cherish Eretz Yisrael. And in this land, we have many more mitzvahs than in Chutz Lortz. Moshe Rabbeinu nesav al hakonos le'Eretz Yisrael. L'kayim mitzvus ha'tluyas ve'eretz. This is the land of Kedusha. Avira di Eretz Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the first 3 lashonos of Geula, Voitzesi v'hitzalti v'goalti, lead to the 4th. Kos number 4, Lashon number 4, Velokachti eschem li la'am, Voisi lochem le'elokim. And it is only then that will be zoicha to kos number 5, Bekorev b'yameinu. This magnificent Yom Tov and this magnificent night are the preparation to Geula. Each and every Yom Tov has its Neshama Yaseira, its unique significance and interpretation. Sukkot is the Chag of Simcha, Rishon and Yom Kippurim, Tshuva, Shavuos Kabbalah Satoira. Pesach is the Chag of Emunah B'Tochen and Geula. Because first and foremost of all the Geulas Klal Yisrael experienced is Geulas Mitzrayim. And this is the Yom Tov of Geula. Just an additional word I said, and I was very happy when this occurred to me. We have three matzahs, as we all know. And these three matzahs are Kohen Levi Yisrael, Avraham Yitzchak, and Yankov. And Yachatz is performed on the middle matzah, and that is the matzah of Yitzchak. So what is the symbolic significance of Yachatz? You break the matzah, the smaller portion is eaten by Yasa the Seder, and the bigger portion put away for the Afekoymen. Shabbos Peites, Chazal tell us an unbelievable story that will be part of the Geula of Achras HaYomim. Achras HaYomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to Avraham Avinu, and he'll say, Avraham, my dear Avraham, Chatu Bonecho. And Avraham's response will be a very harsh one. Chatu Yemochu Al Kedushas Shimcho. Destroy them. They don't have the right to exist. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be very happy with Avraham's harsh response. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say kiviyochel to himself, Avraham Avinu didn't really know what Tzar Gedol Bonim is. Let's hear what Yankov has to say. And Avraham is put aside, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Yankov Avinu with the same Sararu Chatu Benecha. And to our surprise, Yankov responds exactly the way Avraham did. Yemochu al kedushas shimcho. Destroy them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, in a way, kiviyochol, frustrated. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, lo besa betame velo bedarte ke'etza. Avraham seems to be too old, Yankov seems to be too young. Let's hear what Yitzchak Avinu has to say. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one could say, almost out of desperation, turns to Yitzchak Avinu and he says, Yitzchak, Chato Bonecho. Yitzchak responds in a totally different fashion. First of all, Yitzchak says, why do you say Bonecho? V'chi Bonayim? You are the one that said, Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'ni B'choyri Yisrael. You call them your children, so don't throw them on me. Don't tell me Chato Bonecho. Klal Yisrael are your children before they have become my children. So please relate to them like a father would relate to his beloved children. And then Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yitzchak says, Yemeshin Oseinu Bem Shivim Shono, Vim Bigdil Shon, Shmoinim Shono. Our life is so short, and 50% of the time people sleep, and then they have to take care of their physical needs. How many years do we have left, says Yitzchak? And ultimately Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, let's split it. You take half and I take half. I'm immortal. I'm the boss of Adam. But I acknowledge they are my beloved children, and in a way I'm their father. I am willing to take upon myself 50% of their Vedas. Rabbani Shalaylam, they're your children as well. They have been your children before they have become my children. Bini Bechori Yisrael, you take 50%, and I'm willing to take upon myself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy with that response. So in a way, Yitzchak Avinu will be responsible on the Geula Asida. And the goal will be in the merit in the schus of Yitzchak Avinu. And therefore my feeling is, we take the middle matzah, not the top one which is Avraham, not the bottom one which is Keneged Yankov. We take Yitzchak's matzah and we do Yachatz, we break it in half. And that is a remez to Yitzchak when he says, Palga olai v'palga alach. So my addition to this idea is, I assume, and that is only my feeling, Argoshes Libi Yoimali, and when Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Pal galai v'pal galach, Yitzchak says, Rabbani Shalom, after all, you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lord of the universe. Al yoinim v'tachdoin, amani rishon v'yanai achoin, u'mibalod ayayin Elohim. I'm a mere mortal. I'm willing to take 50%, but please, if the Chalukim aren't even, you take the bigger part, Rabbani Shalom. You're HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are a Kodesh Bohu, I'm just a man. So if you're going to take the bigger part, I'll appreciate it. So we break the middle matzah, the matzah of Yitzchak, and the bigger portion is put away for the Afekoyimen. Afekoyimen is Keneged HaGeula Asida. Afekoyimen is at the end of the night, before sunrise, before we will be Zoichetu Shemesh, v'zorchu lachem yirei shemi, Shemesh shel Moshiach tzedkeinu. And that is the palgalai, the palgalach, and that is the yachatz of the middle matzah, and that is the matzah of Yitzchak. So let us all hope and daven in this magnificent night, which is kol kiloi, lailu kiyoim yoyer, and in these magnificent days, in the Chag HaGaula, in the Chag of Pesach, which is the basic time of Geula, Rosh V'Rishon Geulas Yisrael, we should all be zoiche, ki yameitzeischem me'eretz Mitzrayim, arenu nevlois, bebias goel tzedek, bebinyan, beis amigdosh, bebias moshiach tzedkeinu, b'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.